Some traders and consumers in Juba say changes in higher food and fuel prices have affected most of the population in the South Sudanese capital. One Juba resident who prefers to be identified only as Rebecca for fear of reprisal from the government says she was shocked by the jump in prices at the Konyokonyo market over the past 2 weeks.
Things were cheap, like this one now, this milk. Okay, 6,000 now. And it used to be 4,500. So this one used to be 1,200, and it's 1,500 now. Okay. This one used to be 1,200, but now it's 2,000. These things of South Sudan doesn't need people to talk about it. People just talk. Nothing will get changed.
Rebecca is not the only Juba resident affected by the economic downturn in South Sudan. Sarah, who also prefers to be identified by only her first name for safety reasons, says her monthly budget, which she receives from her husband, cannot support her family's needs anymore.
It's expensive. Money is not an advantage.
Just send us $200. Just finish now. We just remain with $10.
We just buy food and finish. Cannot buy clothes, no.
Some traders in Juba attribute the rise in prices to the cost of purchasing goods from East Africa as well as the scarcity of hard currency in South Sudan. Ismail Muhammad, a Sudanese trader in Konyokonyo market, says prices for goods have risen sharply.
A 20 liter of cooking oil, 25,000. It used to be 22,000 South Sudanese pound. 50 kilogram of maize flour is now at 22,000 South Sudanese pound. Before it was 20,000 South Sudanese pound. We hear that this increase in prices come as the result of high prices of food commodity from the outside country.
Other traders in Konyokonyo market like Abdullahi Hassan says the price hikes are due to the fluctuating foreign currency exchange rates in Juba.
Any increase in dollar price increases the prices of the commodity in the market, and this is not good even for us. For example, you come today as my customer and ask how much this one is, and I tell you 7,000. When you come tomorrow, the dollar goes up and the prices change, and you come with the money from yesterday, and that put us in a conflict with the customers. Is it not bad for us?
A dollar sells for 610 South Sudanese pounds, up from 500 South Sudanese pounds 2 weeks ago in the black market. Motorists in the capital are also feeling the pinch. Some operators of the local taxis known as Boda Boda say the price of fuel at petrol stations keeps rising. Emmanuel Gama, a Boda Boda operator in Juba, says his business is at risk.
I don't know why the price for the fuel is increasing. This is not good for us. Because when a customer comes who wants to go somewhere and you tell him the price and then he will complain saying the price is high and they don't put into consideration the higher prices of fuel and that of the spare part.
Some South Sudanese with low incomes worried about the cost of living. Shoemaker Santino Wall says his daily earnings is about 1,000 South Sudanese pounds, an amount he says is not enough to feed his family.
It is a big problem. Things are tough. What can we do? The country has collapsed. If I get 1,000 here, can it afford to buy anything?
Officials with the Bank of South Sudan were supposed to address reporters Monday on the country's economic downturn, but abruptly cancelled the news conference, promising to set a new date. Abui John Grang, a South Sudanese economist based in Juba, says the country has no policy to handle the situation.
There is no effective policy as far now, but dollar is going. So it comes back to what we see as scarcity of foreign currency in the country because there are no supply by the government or other sectors. The few ones that exist are of course competition now. People are competing, and that's why the price is going up. The best way is to come up with some good financial policies, monetary policies to arrest the situation. If the government has enough foreign currency, they should inject it into the market and control and monitor.
Garang is calling on the government of South Sudan to act before the economic situation becomes worse. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.